In the late 90s, something happened in Buenos Aires that began to transform their city and inspire the world. And I'm not talking about tango. I'm talking about a workers' movement called Occupy Buenos Aires. The movement allowed workers to reclaim abandoned workplaces and machinery and take over bankrupt businesses without any management. Alexis Esposto, economy professor at Swinburne University, reflects on the movement that gave people jobs when times were tough in his home country.
Well, I think it was very positive at the beginning in the sense that in 2001, too, a lot of companies went bust and a lot of people were left on the streets. And one of the impacts of that crisis was the middle class being basically wiped out. One of the reactions was that a lot of people, in sheer frustration and in order to become productive again, they took over these manufacturing places and hotels and restarted those by creating cooperatives that run those businesses. And they run them in a cooperative sense, that is, supposedly non-profit.
In a time where Argentina suffered the biggest sovereign debt default in world history, leaving many bankrupt, redundant workers were able to head to court and have a crack at winning the right to take over abandoned property and machines. Two former Argentinian presidents which helped the movement stay alive were Néstor and Cristina Kirchner. However, in December last year, right-winger Mauricio Macri won the presidency. Now many are concerned that he will bring an end to over a decade of the Occupy Buenos Aires movement, including Buenos Aires local Sandra Julieta. Sandra explains what she thinks will happen if President Macri successfully ends the movement.
The first thing, a lot and really, really a lot of people is going to be really mad, really angry, because this is a movement that has been going for more than 10 years. So there's a lot of people that has been working a lot to get where they are, like regulation speaking and economically speaking. So really a lot of people is going to be without a job, for starters, and really mad and really angry. And when this happens, it's not good for no one. Like, this already happened in 2001. When people on the streets get really sick and really tired of being felt like pushed around and their interests don't get noticed, they don't deal with it in really the best way, because politics also don't deal with it in the best way. So everyone loses.
But Professor Esposto isn't too confident that President Macri will have much influence at all.
He will try to get rid of some aspects of this Occupy movement. I don't know how successful he will be, because one of the things that this Occupy movement has done is that it has created a lot of employment opportunities. What needs to happen in Latin America, not just in Argentina, but across the continent, is this notion of ensuring that these companies become part of the whole economy. In other words, that they formalize. That, yes, they do employ people, that, yes, by also employing people, that they end up with social security, that they're obliged by the laws of the country, and that they pay taxes. This is one of the problems of Latin America, that because there are no clearly defined property rights, in other words, you can go and occupy a piece of land, but then you take it over and then you're not paying your dues in terms of the taxes, that becomes a problem. And that's probably one of the arguments that Mauricio Macri would use.
Professor Esposto says the movement is far from perfect, and without a boss or any rules, the workers of this movement are easily able to slack off.
Now, the problem is that when some workers don't come on time and it's all free for all, it ends up that some people end up doing more work than others, and that's when the structure of the cooperative ends up breaking up.
Sandra Julieta doesn't agree.
The people I talked to when I was doing some research about it, and I talked to other people too, they were doing exactly the opposite. They were working really, really hard because they were trying to go against all odds. So they were giving like this really good client attention and service to be able to get a name for themselves. So I think it's the opposite.
Buenos Aires local Sandra Julieta ending that report from The Wire's Amber Irving Guthrie.